Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local ministry is reaching out to help teach kids some skills they will need in our modern world. Let's go in depth with Kelsey Skippers with Freedom for Youth Ministries, Knoxville. So, Kelsey, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pella, but now I'm working here in Knoxville and really excited to be a member of the community and living here.
And a Central College grad.
I did graduate from Central, graduated with a business management degree in 2014, and just applying those skills now that I'm in Knoxville.
Well, and you're with Freedom for Youth Ministries in Knoxville, brand new program here, right?
Yep, so we just started up program in June, so we met with some of the elementary kids at Auld Park this summer. And just did some special events with middle school and high school students throughout the summer. And now when the school year rolled around, we started a program and still working with kindergarten through 12th grade here in Knoxville.
And so are you affiliated with a particular church or?
We're interdenominational. So we're working with any of the churches in the community that are interested in working with us and just kind of agreeing upon some core values. So we have a few different churches in the community who have really come alongside us, and we're willing to work with anyone who's interested in just reaching the youth in this community.
Is this a statewide program, a national program? What?
It's a statewide program. We originated in Des Moines and have since grown, and our vision is to become a ministry that's located all across Iowa in all 99 counties.
Mm-hmm. Well, there must be a need, or you wouldn't be trying to fill it and you wouldn't have kids participating.
Yeah, so we just really feel like there's a need in the Iowa communities just to go out and teach students some skills and lessons and just equip them with things that can't be taken away from them, as well as just some of these smaller communities. Kids just need something constructive to do, so we're a safe place, not just a drop-in center, but a place where we're trying to, especially our middle school and high school students, trying to equip them with some job skills. We've been able to start offering some skills classes to them, and also with our elementary kids, just pouring into them. We have a great volunteer base that is interested in just loving on them well. We have some homework help that we're offering them, and then also have a Bible time, and we're also providing a meal each time that we see the youth, too.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kelsey Skippers with Freedom for Youth Ministries. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your programs.
Yeah, so like I said, we're working with kindergarten through 12th grade here in Knoxville, and so we're doing after-school programs right now for our elementary kids. So on Monday nights, we're meeting over at the library in the meeting room from 3:30 to 5:30. Give them a snack. We do some homework help. If they don't have homework, we've been focusing on reading and math, so we'll go through worksheets or have different activities for them to do alongside our volunteers. Then we'll jump into a game, and we have a Bible lesson then, and then we close out with some sort of activity or craft, and then we also have a meal with them. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what our ministry is looking like for the kindergarten through fifth grade students right now. And then for right now, we've combined middle school and high school, and we're offering some teen arts classes for them. And so we're meeting with them both on Mondays and Thursdays. On Mondays, we start meeting with them at the library with the meal at 5:00. They can come and join us there. And then between 5:30 and 6:00, we're walking back over to our office that we're sharing with Habitat for Humanity. And then on Monday nights, we're offering a video creations class, and then also like a DIY projects class. And then on Thursdays, we'll be doing a culinary arts class as well as a graphic design class with the middle school to high school students. So
Wow, all skills that are in demand.
Yeah, and so we're just working with skills that I've learned as well as volunteers that are just equipped in different ways to try and find creative ways to work on skills that the kids can translate into even what they're doing in school and beyond that in future employment too.
Well, that time that, you know, after school till 5:30 is sort of a critical time for some parents that could use a little help, you know, when they get home, mm-hmm. you know, in that interim between when school's out and when they get home from work.
Yeah, so there's a bus stop not far from the library. It used to be directly at United Methodist Church. I think it's around the corner now in the parking lot. So we have a volunteer who will go out with a Freedom for Youth sign there. And if students are, he knows who the students are that are registered for program. And so just making sure that they get from the bus stop to the library, that's been a great way. And also just having some parents drop their kids off and we get to pour into them for those 2 hours, and then they get to pick up their kids who have been fed, and they're ready to go for the rest of the night.
Are some of the kids hungry? Do they need that food? I mean, are the families in that kind of a situation, some of them?
Some of them are, and some of them aren't. But we just feel like that meal is just an added bonus, even for some of the kids who maybe know that they could go home and have a home-cooked meal. We also have home-cooked meals at Freedom for Youth due to volunteers who are willing to donate their time and their resources and provide those meals for us.
Well, and how many volunteers do you have?
So we're working with about 20 volunteers right now, and that may be coming directly, but also just through our meal ministry. We have a lot of individuals, families, and churches coming alongside us and providing a meal 2 times a week. So on Monday and Thursday, we do have a meal for the kids, as well as we offer snacks for our elementary kids. So that's something that's being donated as well.
Well, 20 volunteers just since this summer, that's doing pretty good.
Yeah, been tremendously blessed by the number of volunteers who have stepped up and come on board to get involved. And, just continuing to move forward with them. And, so excited that people are kind of catching the vision of just trying to pour into the youth and, just taking the next steps with them. It's been a joy to walk alongside the volunteers.
And do you have a local board?
We have an advisory board of about 5 individuals right now, and we're actually looking to add individuals to that. And so we meet once a month, and it's a time just kind of we go over our financials a little bit, but also work on planning some special events. And so for those who are interested in being a part of that, it's not an exclusive group. We're just looking to continue to better the ministry, better our programs. And so, we're looking for the input of people from the community.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Kelsey Skippers with Freedom for Youth Ministries. And how is the program funded?
So the best way to put it is Iowans are supporting Iowans. Right now, it might look like our funds are coming directly through our Des Moines campus, but that's not entirely true because there are people from even locations where Freedom for Youth centers aren't established that have heard about the ministry and caught the vision and who are supporting the ministry. Right now, our funds are coming from people from the community of Knoxville. It might be people from Des Moines, but other communities across the state. Our goal here in Knoxville is to be supported by this community in the next 3 years. But in the meantime, it's just been a blessing to see people who are willing to step up and pour into this organization as we get off the ground.
So is there a groundswell of an increase in funding locally as well as the interest?
The funding is probably a slower movement right now in this community, but I think that it takes a little bit of time for people to catch the vision and maybe see the product of what we have going on here before they're maybe going to put their money to back what we're doing. But I just fully trust that with time that will continue to grow. And we have been super grateful for those who have stepped up in the early stages and said, yes, we're on board and we're going to support this.
Well, I presume you have models to work with that have happened, you know, that have succeeded in other communities.
Yeah, so we're kind of working. Winterset was a community where a Freedom for Youth Center was pretty recently established. And so even just kind of going off budget projections and just different events that have worked for them, and also just using kind of the network of staff members that I have to bounce ideas off one another, just kind of continuing to use those different models and also trying new things, because Knoxville's a different community than any of the others that we started in. Each community is unique, and so I'm willing and staff volunteers are willing to just try new things as well. So if we have to break the model or break the mold, that's okay too.
Tell me again about the classes, the skills that you're offering to the middle schoolers and the high schoolers.
Yeah, so our video creation class, I have a volunteer who's just been really great and interested in teaching the kids how to make some simple videos so they can use that technology either to make videos, whether it's for a class that they're in school, that they can do a presentation and maybe show off some of their skills by having a little video incorporated, or just gain those skills, and also just the soft skills that come along with learning are important as well. And so they'll be going out and shooting just some short video clips, and they'll be piecing those together just to make some pretty simplistic videos at this point. But as their skills develop, they'll probably far exceed anything that we ever imagined. Youth are so tech savvy these days that it's pretty awesome just to see what they can do once one or two things click. But it's exciting to see a volunteer that's willing to kind of share his passion with the youth and move forward with that. And so we also have kind of a DIY projects class that we're going to do. And so that's just allowing students to see if kind of the art stream is a way that they enjoy learning or expressing themselves. We're going to be doing some projects kind of geared towards Christmas or Christmas gifts, and then hold a winter fest later in December where teens will have an opportunity to sell those products that they made. So again, they'll be learning some different skills just in the small projects that we're working on, as well as just being able to discover kind of the things that they enjoy, the things that they might see themselves doing even outside of school in the future. And then we have culinary arts class, so teaching students even how to read and follow recipes. A lot of that is going to be geared again towards baked goods and things that we can sell kind of during the holidays. But with that, they're gaining skills where they can go home and prepare a meal if they know how to follow a recipe and things along those lines. So we're excited to get that off the ground. And then we also have a graphic design class that we're going to offer. I've been using program called Canva a lot, just to use some marketing materials and things like that. And so we're going to just teach some students how to use that program, and I could see them even being able to, in clubs and organizations in school, just being able to create flyers or posters or things for that. And we're actually, the projects that they're going to be working on are going to help to promote some future events that we have. So it's really going to be hands-on and immediate learning and getting to see just kind of the fruits of their labor as well.
Well, Knoxville's fortunate the kids have their laptops that they can bring home from school.
Yep, that is one thing that we're definitely benefiting from. We don't have to have the funds or the resources to have individual computers for each student. They're bringing their own computers. And so, yeah, that's been a great thing that we're able to take advantage of that fact and just utilize that resource.
And so parents need to register the kids for the program. How do they do that?
Yeah, so that can look like if they just bring their student the night that they have program for that specific age group, whether it's elementary, middle school, high school, they can just bring their kid. We have a simple application form it's really not committing students to come to every single program. It's really for safety reasons, just letting us know if they have any allergies and letting us know if we can take pictures that would be posted on our Facebook page or shared in our newsletters and things like that. So that's really just the application process. Once we have that on file, they're good to go. If we ever have a special event or something like that, we'll send home a form with the students to get filled out by a parent or guardian, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page with where the youth are and what they're up to. And so I can send that out via email. It can be picked up from our office. Or like I said, if it's easiest just for a parent or guardian to drop their student off and fill it out on the spot, that's available too.
You're having fun with this, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been just a joy to be able to, be a part of this community and just try new things and just kind of watch as God opens doors. And I couldn't be more excited about the job that I have. It's something that I get up and get to enjoy each day, and I just look forward to the fact that I think we're going to start seeing more and more youth as the word gets out. So.
Thanks to Kelsey Skippers for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.